Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the mid to late 1970s, you could not turn on a radio without hearing Pablo Cruz. Whether it was Love Will Find a Way or I Go to Rio or What You Gonna Do, their music was part of that soundtrack in the late 70s. And they are back with a brand new song, their first one in over 20 years. It is called Breathe. Corey Larios is a founding member and keyboard player for Pablo Cruz, and he joins me right now. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing well. Pablo Cruz is back to rescue us from the quarantine doldrums.
There you go. I like that. Sounds good.
Your first new music in what, two decades? I'm assuming that the coronavirus and quarantine was the inspiration for you guys getting back together to record something new.
That's exactly right, Dave. We, our hands have been pretty tied here, you know, since we can't go out and play at all. And so, you know, we had actually started writing this song prior to the pandemic, just butting up to it. And then when this thing hit, it was sort of definitely an inspiration to dig into the lyrics and put out a good message. But, we're writing some more stuff, too, right now, because there's not a whole lot we can do. You know, there's not a lot of opportunities to get out and play live.
So it's kind of a mixed blessing, then, that you have time off because you're able to focus on some new music. Does that mean maybe a whole new album is on the way?
Well, I think what we're going to do is, and we are doing it, I'm mixing a song today. We'll probably put a single out, you know, every couple months, a new single, and then eventually it'll probably turn into either an EP or an album. You know, it's interesting with albums today because there's a lot that goes into it, and a lot of people don't really necessarily listen to albums, not like we used to. You know, when I don't know how old you are, but I mean, my favorite thing was to wait for a new Beatle album or Eagles album or something to put it on and play it until the thing wore out.
Right.
I don't know if people listen like that, so we feel like we probably get more. You know, more attention if we're just putting out one at a time, especially since the world isn't waiting for a Pablo Cruz record right now. Anyway.
To answer your question, I'm old enough to remember going to the record store and buying albums for $6.99 and then listening to it and knowing every song that came after the song I was listening to. That was the experience.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah. And I mean, you know, we definitely can our fans that come to our shows happen to be people that did buy those albums, you know, back then, and they do know a lot of the deeper cuts, you know. But, I mean, I know, I think younger people, young kids don't necessarily, they're buying singles.
Corey Larios from Pablo Cruz is on with us right now. They've got a brand new single called Breathe that is available online. And as you heard, working on some other new music. I imagine for a band that really feeds off the live environment, because you guys are very much a up-tempo party kind of band, I'm sure being off the road, it's got to be a little tough.
Well, you know, we were on the road a lot last year. The most that we've been on the road, probably since we were back in the day when we were touring, what I say for real, when we were really out there, you know, prior to the taking that long break that we took, because we took about 20 years off from touring and or even doing anything. So, you know, it's not so bad to have a break here. I think the biggest concern right now for all of us, and I would speak for all musicians that are out there, is that, you know, when will we be able to actually get back to the good old days when we have a full house, you know? And we can appreciate the audience's faces, you know, and they're not everybody's in a mask 6 feet apart. But that's starting to happen. I know that some of the places, especially in Florida, are opening up, but they're really, they're like maybe 25 to 50% capacity. So So we're waiting, you know, we're waiting for the time to get out there.
Well, we all are, yeah. You mentioned back in the day, Love Will Find a Way and What You're Gonna Do When I Go to Rio, and a lot of songs that were huge in the 70s. And then there was this kind of resurgence in the mid-2000s with the idea of yacht rock, bands like you guys and Christopher Cross and Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song.
Right.
Did you embrace that idea? Did you reject the label? How did you feel about being categorized like that?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, people like to pinpoint, you know, the genre, so to speak. And I think that I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I think it's kind of ironic that that ended up being yacht rock and we're Pablo Cruise, C-R-U-I-S-E, you know. So we did a lot of sailing up in the Bay Area when we were back in those days on tour and stuff, and, you know, and we were blasting, you know, all those records. But you say Christopher Cross, I mean, that was like a mainstay on the boat, you know. And I think that it's a nice label. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a whole lot different than heavy metal or grunge or any other labels that you know, have been stuck to. And I think that they wanted to put that because there's a lot of bands like that we're working with right now or worked with last year, like Firefall and Ambrosia and Orleans. Everybody sort of fits into that label.
So you're saying back in the day there were Pablo Cruz cruises in the Bay Area?
No, I'm saying that we cruised a lot. The band did. We had an 82-foot sailboat. It was one of the guys in our crew that had the boat, and we were on that thing a lot. You know,
wow.
Kind of like our headquarters up in Sausalito, California.
Oh, beautiful city. I used to live in Los Gatos down in the South Bay area. Sausalito is just a lovely area.
Yeah, beautiful. It is. It is very, very, very yacht rockish.
Yeah. You guys like to play off the idea. I mean, Pablo Cruz is the band. It's not a person. But you guys used to like to play off the idea that it might be this fictitious character. You kind of, you know, let that rumor kind of get out there a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, the band, there's five people in the band now, but it used to be, originally was a quartet. And as a quartet, people say, which one is Pablo? And we say he's the guy in the middle, because we never really had anybody in the middle. But, yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was. It was a nickname of a friend of mine in college, and I named him Pablo Cruz just because of his personality, and it sort of stuck. And then when we came to picking names, it just sort of had a good ring to it. You know, we liked it. And the idea was that Pablo represents every man, kind of a common name, and Cruz, C-R-U-I-S-E, is kind of a state of mind, you know, just taking life easy.
Love it. The new song is called Breathe from Pablo Cruz. It is available now, and we look forward to more new music when you guys get some more stuff out. Corey, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much. Thanks for taking the time. See you later, Dave.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.